This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
50,000 people for a two-day event in Houston, Texas at Astroworld. They call it the Astroworld Festival in Texas. And the rapper is a dude named Travis Scott. I wouldn't know him if he walked by me or came by me in a drive-by. I wouldn't know him. But eight people died. Hundreds were injured after people rushed the stage. Now, you've probably heard, you know, you may have heard the story, I don't know. But here's my thing. 50,000 people went to see this dude. I guarantee you there was no social distancing because they rushed the stage. And eight people were killed and hundreds trampled, you know, in critical condition or whatever they are. And you'll hear nothing about it. I talked the other day about this nonsense around Wu Flu. I was at an event the other night with Governor DeSantis. Yeah, I've got a name drop. He should be name dropping me because I tell you, I rocked it. But anyway, I was with Governor DeSantis. There were 500 people. We were all in close proximity of each other. No mask. And nobody even showed one bit of like, ooh, you better get away from me. You don't have a mask on. And I'm going to tell you, the crowd, I'm going to say, I'm being generous here too, 65, average age. They had some kids there, you know, some interns and what have you. But the average age of that crowd was in the 60s. It was in the 60s. And nobody, it was life is normal. We're all going to die. We're all, you know, we all got our date with destiny. The Grim Reaper is going to tap on your shoulder, and that's going to be it. And the only thing we're doing, most people go, man, just make it quick. Just, you know, I don't want to suffer. It's like my grandfather. My grandfather was healthy. This dude smoked like a chimney. And, I mean, up until he was probably, what, 82 to 84, something like that. Healthy as a horse. Smoked one time, my brother and people know this story. It's a true story. My grandmother was probably 55. My grandfather was 65. He was 10 years older than my grandmother. And we were going to camp out at an arroyo, down at a creek, and we had to cross over this arroyo, which is a dry riverbed, before we got to the other part of the river because the other part was an overflow. So it's rocky, and, you know, we're carrying coolers, and we're getting ready, you know, we got trot lines and tent gear. And I talked to my grandma. I was like, well, you were a runner in school, and the subject came up of racing. And my grandmother said, oh, yeah, I was fast. That's where y'all get it. You know, that's in our genes. You know, we ran fast. I was a fast guy. I could outrun the boys. And I said, do you think you can outrun Dad Aaron? She said, oh, yeah. And my grandfather, he got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And he's carrying, you know, the cooler with one hand and my brother had the other. And I can see the cigarette bouncing. My grandfather said, you can't outrun me. And the cigarette is bouncing. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, y'all should race. And the cooler went down. I had the cooler with my grandmother. We put those coolers down. We put a starting place in this riverbed that was full of rocks. Full of rocks. I mean, it was dry. I can see it like it happened yesterday with these fish belly white rocks that had been bleached by the sun. I go up about 40 yards where I'm going to call the winner. And my grandmother and grandfather at 55 and 65 take off running. And my grandfather dusted her. Flat out with them little skinny legs, wearing I don't even know what kind of shoes, but he had black socks on, some tan shorts, his hat, and a cigarette. And he outran my grandmother. And I mean, he was getting it for an old dude. It was hysterical. And my grandmother was like, all these rocks and stuff, which is probably true. But that old 65-year-old dude, man, he was scooting. Funny memory. Golly. Man, that's, I tell you, that's such fond memories of, and they're not that big of a deal. It isn't, you know, skiing in Stade. I mean, it was little things like that. And I'm going to tell you, that trip was so fun. We end up getting everything set. I know I'm off the whole thing, but it's, here's what I'm talking about. That was normal. That was normal. So I go to this event the other night. 500 people pay to see me and DeSantis speak. And we're hobnobbing afterwards. I'm doing Charlie's Angels, you know, pictures with trophy wives of men that are, you know, got a lot more money than I have. And we're all dude because they want to take pictures with me. They're hugging me. Kevin, you were awesome. I must have hugged 120 people, shook hands with everybody, had spit blowing in my face. I didn't care. I mean, I care. I was like turning away and wiping it off and stuff. But they had a great time. And so that was normal. So here's the thing. In this deal, at Astro World Festival, these people are there to have a good time. 50,000 people. Festival had been canceled last year due to the Wu flu. And, you know, as soon as it do comes out, no social distancing, no nothing. These hooligans, I mean, I don't know why you'd rush the stage. I'm more concerned about, you know, people, my kid dying in something foolish like that, going to a nightclub, than I am from COVID. You think these eight people that went to this event were, I guarantee you they weren't afraid of COVID, the Wu flu. Anyway, they called the show off after everything happened, and then they scrapped the next day. And I don't know if you've seen the footage, but it's not cool. People on the floor within the crowd. They had dozens of people taken to the hospital. 11 of them had heart attacks. They set up a field hospital. See, this is a real tragedy. This is something we should be talking about, not Wu flu. As sad as it is that these people died, and I hate to say this, this is normal because, you know, I don't go to concerts like this. I'm not agoraphobic, but I just don't like crowds like that. Too many things can step off. But I feel bad for these folks, but I am glad to see that things are going back to normal. And we can now look at the world. You see an event like this, and let me tell you what you need to do. You need to be talking about, well, how are you going to talk about mask mandates? You have 50,000 people going to see a rapper. You think the entertainment industry wants it to go back to the old stuff? No. Even Holly weirdos want you back out. They need to make their money. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hadn't really followed this Kyle Rittenhouse story. And I don't even know why. I think it's just too much on my plate. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I didn't even know Rittenhouse was only 17. He's 17 years old. He's obviously firearm trained. I would venture to tell you he's a good kid. This clip we're going to play, they talk about him saying, look, I have my firearms to protect myself. He was washing off graffiti of a building. He's a high school student. I mean, this kid looks like everyday America kid in small town America. He's from Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is where I guess a lot of this stuff happened. But anyway, I am appalled at what I've learned about this. I mean, in a way that it's on behalf of Kyle Rittenhouse, I am appalled. I watched this video footage of this kid whose life was almost taken from him. And he did exactly what he said. He responded in self-defense. And he's on trial for murder. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about it. But I don't know if you've seen the videos. I don't know if you paid much attention to it, because as I said, I didn't. And I looked at it as, you know, and I'll be honest with you. I was like, well, I mean, if you take a gun to something where these people, I mean, first of all, I wouldn't even go. But that's probably not good, because here's a kid that says, no, I'm plugged in. I'm going. I'm going to go. I'm going to be prepared to protect myself, et cetera. I applaud him now. But I'm going to tell you, looking back at it, if that had been my son, I would be like, what the heck are you thinking, kid? He almost lost his life. And it's none of it's his fault. And you'll see that. So anyway, here's Tucker Carlson revealing a little bit more, even though some of it I've already talked about. So here's the clip.
That's why I have my right to protect myself.
Earlier that day, Rittenhouse volunteered to remove graffiti from Reuther Central High School in Kenosha.
That was the day, and then night came. Kyle Rittenhouse found himself in downtown Kenosha in the middle of a riot. He wound up face-to-face with a convicted child molester called Joseph Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum was there protesting on behalf of BLM. Apparently, he was committing arson. What happened next between the two of them is graphic, but if you want to understand how Joseph Rosenbaum died that night, it's important to see it. Here it is.
Joseph Rosenbaum is seen starting more fires. Around that same time, Kyle Rittenhouse is spotted running with a fire extinguisher. With his face concealed, Rosenbaum emerges, chasing after Rittenhouse. A single gunshot is fired by a protester, identified as Alexander Blaine. From this angle, we see the muzzle flash of Blaine's handgun. Seconds later, Kyle Rittenhouse is pinned between parked cars. Directly in front of Rittenhouse, armed with bats and other weapons, a mob is forming a barricade. With no way out and no way to know who fired that shot, Rittenhouse turns to face Rosenbaum. Kyle Rittenhouse fired 4 shots. Seconds later, 3 additional shots are fired by an unknown shooter. One bullet grazed Joseph Rosenbaum's head. Another penetrated his right groin, his left thigh, and his back. With a total of 8 shots fired, it remains unclear that all 4 of Rosenbaum's wounds were caused by Rittenhouse.
So, to restate what we know, Kyle Rittenhouse fired 4 shots initially that night. Another 4 were fired. We still don't know who fired them all. No one else has been arrested or charged. At this point, the mob turns on Kyle Rittenhouse. They assault him. It's clear they plan to kill him. Kyle Rittenhouse runs. They follow. Rittenhouse trips and falls. They attack him. He shoots.
Wow, just wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So Tucker is about to go in to describe what happened. So this guy's setting fires. Rittenhouse has a fire extinguisher. He's going to put these fires out as these people set them. He's a good kid. He's saying, I'm here to protect other people's property. These people have done nothing wrong. And we've got Antifa and Black Lives Matter, by the way, represented by child molesters and other hooligans, looking for a reason to go out and destroy stuff. And here's this kid who says, I want to do my civic duty. I'm almost embarrassed that I didn't follow this closer. But like I said, in my defense, too many things going on. And I will say this. My thought process was, in the scheme of things, this is too little for me to worry about. But now that I see the story, it's huge. This is about, why do we want the ability to carry a weapon whenever we go somewhere, especially in these urban hellholes? Why do we want to be able to protect ourselves in this manner? Kyle Rittenhouse is a perfect example as to why. I watched this footage, and this kid's running with this fire extinguisher. Of course, he's got his rifle, and I think he's got a pistol as well. But he's running with this fire extinguisher to put out fires. And you know what the mob does? They get mad at him because he wants to put these fires out. He wants to help preserve peace, etc. That's what started it. And you heard him give the description where he's running and Rosenbaum sees him trying to put the fires out. He confronts him. All these people, bats, whatever, they've got bats and gloves. I'm thinking baseball, bats and other weapons. And then you see somebody shoot at him, which, by the way, very dangerous thing to do, just to shoot into the crowd. Who's this guy going to hit, or even a ricochet? And if you see the video, I'm telling you, this kid is within an inch of losing his life. He fires off the shot, shoots Rosenbaum. Hey, you're not going to get any sympathy from me on that. And another guy's, you can see it in the film, they slow it down. He's reaching for his pistol to shoot this kid. And luckily, this kid is trained. I think he pulls a pistol out because, you know, a rifle is pretty tough to wield. But he's on the ground. They are about to deliver some justice to him, man. And I think they'll kill him. And don't say that they won't, because they've already done it. Remember the guy who got, they walked up to him, he's a Trump supporter. Literally a guy walks up, shoots him point blank in the head, kills him, deader than disco. That's what this kid was up against. So anyway, he wheels around, I think he pulls out a pistol, pow, fires off and shoots that guy and luckily saves his life. This kid is a freaking hero. He never should have been prosecuted. But they began his trial. Opening statements. He's now 18 years old. He wanted to be a police officer. A kid who said, I will run in harm's way to protect people, to protect, you know, people's property, etc. That's what you want. Two counts of homicide, one count of attempted homicide. He pled not guilty. Good for him. Self-defense. There is no bigger... I mean, people are saying, oh, there's been a new video that emerged. You don't need a new video. The first video proves this kid acted in self-defense. God bless him. I hope he wins his case. I hope he sues them all.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again promoting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden will sign soon. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling final passage of the bill an incredible accomplishment. Raimondo explaining how the infrastructure bill will impact her department and help American workers and businesses.
It is going to enable us at the Commerce Department to fund key priorities that will have very tangible positive impacts for American workers and businesses.
The Biden administration is sending notices to tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who were released into the United States interior without being given a date to appear in court. The illegal immigrants will have to provide documentation as far as where they're living, and they may be deported. You're listening to USA Radio News. Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at NRG Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. Eight people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Minneapolis voted to defend the police. Yeah. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about the Chicago gun stats, because the stories are intriguing when you look at the, you know, it's one thing to know, okay, Chicago, a bunch of people got shot and a bunch of people got killed. And in this particular case, by the way, I don't know if we talked about this over Halloween weekend. There were a lot of shootings and killings all over the country. I know, shocker, right? And where do you think? Little town America? The flyover country? No. Big cities controlled by Democrats. Now, I know that's shocking news, revelation. But here's what happened over the last weekend, where seven people were killed, at least seven, and 30 were wounded in Chicago. And I was having a discussion with some people at an event, and I said to you, we were talking about violence, and I said, well, this many people got shot and killed in Chicago. And I said, where do you think Chicago ranks in shootings and murders and all that, and violent crime? And this group of people were very, you know, in tune people. They said, well, based on the way you're saying it, it's obviously not number one. I said, right. And so one girl goes, top 10. Her husband said, I was going to say five. Another girl said three. And I said, when they all finished guessing, it was about six of them, nobody below top 10. I said, 71. What? I go, yeah, 71. So when we hear us talk about it, and I talk about it on my show, I was explaining to this to them. I said, I'm only giving you a big city as a reference point for Chicago. But understand, when every time I'm talking about this, they're number 71. So anyway, seven people, at least seven people were killed, and a four-year-old was among 30 people who were wounded over the weekend killings in Chicago. Now, keep in mind, we're in the middle of the week now, and for the record, there was another brutal murder of, I think, four people shot, two people killed on Monday. But anyway, here's what, I just want to cover a couple of these before we get into the Minnesota stuff, because I love the details. So here's a guy killed Sunday morning, University Village, 21 years old, just after midnight. Car drives by, pow, 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 shoot five times, hit him in the back, killed him. 38-year-old woman gets shot in the jaw. Now, her modeling days are over. Next one. 10 minutes later, a man was killed and a woman wounded Sunday morning in Brownsville on the south side. The two were... they tell you where, when gunfire erupted after an argument between a man and a group of males. The argument started after someone stepped on the woman's shoes. The 25-year-old man was shot in the neck, arm, and torso, taken to the University of Chicago where he died. Stepped on a woman's shoes. The woman, 27, was shot in the chin, taken to the same hospital. I guess her modeling days are probably over, too. Now, here's one you're going to really enjoy. 77-year-old concealed carry license holder fatally shot a would-be robber Saturday afternoon on the south side. Man was in an open garage when a vehicle pulled up in the alley and an armed man exited demanding his belongings. Now, you can bet this guy did not know this dude was armed. The man, the theoretical victim, shot the would-be robber in the head and chest. This dude said, pow! I mean, you know, look, concealed weapon carrier, probably going to the range, training, shoots this guy dead in disco. The guy who was not injured had his valid concealed license, you know, conceal and carry license, and he, of course, he got unscathed. Now, that's unusual to hear when you're looking at the ticker, you know, the plotter, as they call it. Another man fatally shot. He was 29 years old. He was driving. Two people jump out of the vehicle, pow, 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 start shooting through the rearview mirror of his car. What did he do? I don't know. But my bet is he wasn't driving fast enough, or maybe they honked the horn and he threw his hands up or whatever. Senseless death, 29-year-old guy. Now, who have we covered so far? A 21-year-old dude, a 38-year-old woman, a 25-year-old dude. They didn't give me the name of the robber who tried to kill the 77-year-old guy, probably somebody young, and now a 29-year-old person. You want to talk to me about WooFlu? How about we talk about this? Another guy fatally shot a few hours later over a fight over his car, a car blocking his garage in Belmont Central. The gunman shoved the man, then shot him in the back before driving away. Over what? You're parking in front of my garage. Hey, man, can you please move your car from in front of my garage? I need to get out. Man, you need to shut up. Or I don't know how it went down. I'm just telling you. But that's what they said. A fight over you're in front of my garage. I want you to understand the level that you, the precarious nature of your life when you encounter somebody in one of these urban indoctrination centers, these urban hellholes, and your life is in the balance over the most delicate of things. A couple hours later, six men were shot and killed in South Austin on the west side, 21 years old, standing outside, 11:50 p.m., shot multiple times. Don't know why. I'm going to make a guess. Probably a drug dealer, and a rival drug gang said, oh, you trying to be on our territory, or we're going to send a message. 21 years old. Seventh man found fatally shot Saturday morning on the west side. 31 years old, unresponsive, had been shot in the head. Now, those are the fatal attacks. You want the non-fatal? A four-year-old boy was wounded Friday evening in the South Chicago neighborhood. Shooting happened at 5:45 p.m. The boy suffered gunshot wounds to both thighs and his hand. Now, what was this kid doing? He wasn't slinging. He wasn't beefing with some other gang. These are the neighborhoods that leftists create for blacks. And then they wonder, why are we losing elections? What's going on, man? Oh, man, that Donald Trump, he's a mean dude. You know, that Glenn Youngkin, he's a racist that doesn't want to implement critical race theory. Can you imagine discussing critical race theory with Martians that come in from outer space and say, explain to me critical race theory? Because what I see, and what you're not hearing in these stories, folks, this is black on black crime. Every single day. Seven people killed, over 30 shot. Their aim's getting better, because generally it'll be 40, 50 people for seven people to die. Two people, including a 16-year-old boy, was shot in the park. You know, when I read that story, you know what came to mind? Chicago. Saturday, bum, in the park. But I thought it was the 4th of July. Whatever, right? You think of going to the park. Let me put it in real terms, real life terms today. My 14-year-old son says to me, hey, Dad, I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to shoot some ball. Meet my buddies over there. Yeah, man, go have fun. Do you think if I lived in Chicago, if I lived in one of these urban indoctrination centers, these plantations, that I would, my son's dead, I'm going to go down to Rucker, I'm going to go down to blah, blah, blah park. No, you're not. Oh, no, you are not. Parks. We spend how much money on in parks and recreation in cities? I dare you. I dare you to challenge a leftist. You guys got, you want to help blacks. You always got some special interest deal. Go to a black park on the weekend. Take your family. A park. This 16-year-old guy gets shot at Garfield Park. Says it. Someone just opened fire. Teen boy was shot in the head and foot. Transported, he's in critical condition. A 25-year-old man was struck in the leg, taken to the same hospital. He was stabilized. You want another one? 17-year-old boy shot in front of a store Friday night in the Chatham on the south side. Teen was standing around at 11:45. Someone dressed in all black approached and opened fire. Now, what was the teen doing at 11:45 at night on the south side on a Friday night? Was he just there to get some chips and soda? Or was he slinging or what? I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. Black on black crime, you're never going to hear it that way. One person shot and another one stabbed, you know, on the south side. Two men on the sidewalk, 12:50 a.m. 51-year-old got shot in the leg, 44-year-old got stabbed. I don't know if those two were beefing and that's what happened. Somebody brought a knife to the gunfight. Here's my point to all of this. This is every single day. But you know what the Democrats are concerned about? Global climate change, forcing vaccines on people, defunding the police, etc. Well, in Minneapolis, you know what happened to them? They didn't have to get all this stuff to happen before they finally said, you know what, it is crazy that we are talking about defunding the police department. This is a city in the wake of George Floyd, the fiasco that got Derek Chauvin, a cop doing his job, villainized. They villainized this guy. They made him a demon. And then they put him in jail because he dare respond to a dude who was trying to pass fake $20 bills, high on fentanyl, and resisting arrest. You explain this to me.
Oh, Kevin, he had his knee on the dude's neck.
Really, that's your frame of reference for saying, oh, well, he killed him. The science says George Floyd was killing himself already.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every day in this country, all over the country, municipalities shirk their responsibility to help their citizens. They protect illegals, but they put citizens through absolute hell. Kate Steiny, you remember her? The lady in California, she's walking with her father, got her baby there, an illegal finds a gun, decides to fire it off, shoots and kills her dead. And this guy had been, taken in and out of the country two or three times. He's a felon, for all intents and purposes. And believe it or not, there are leftists in this country who didn't see anything wrong with what he did. And this beautiful woman loses her life while walking her kid in what should be one of America's crown jewel cities, which has poop maps. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This scene plays out all over the country. You guys probably aren't aware of this. We initiated a program in Philadelphia to protect the rights of citizens, mostly blacks who were incarcerated, and they were being kept in prison, they were kept in jail, while the very city that's arresting black folks is letting illegals go for the same crimes. And by the way, this was happening all over the country. So if you were an illegal and you killed somebody in a DUI, they would hide you. They don't want you to be deported because that was the narrative. If you rape somebody, you kill somebody, they were dumping you back on the streets. But they were leaving real, you know, criminals, American criminals, citizens in jail, which, by the way, is what they should do to American citizens. But if you're going to have an equal justice under the law, in theory, you should be releasing all of them. So it was our chance to sort of force the issue to say, well, if you're going to let criminals out, you got to let criminals of all colors out. So I inquired about it. I went on the radio. And I said, we're going to look at true criminal justice reform. Now, keep in mind, we weren't trying to get rapists and killers released, but we were trying to get people released, for example, who hadn't paid child support or who maybe had a small dope charge or something else. Because here again, they were releasing through catch and release. They were releasing illegals back into the street. It was our way of pushing liberals to use their own policies to sort of get back at them. Do you know the city of Philadelphia got plaintiffs? We sent this out as a text message project. The city of Philadelphia got three plaintiffs to sue me in a class action. I use my finger quotes because it was considered a class action lawsuit. They got three people to sue me. They said that, and then they were soliciting for other people who got the text. And keep in mind, this is the same kind of text you get on your phone that says, hey, this candidate's really a good candidate, blah, blah, blah. Stop, you know, type stop if you wanted to end or whatever. So it had all, we followed every legality. It wasn't a spam because there's certain rules to it. They sued me and I had to pay $35,000 in legal fees for a project that we launched that cost $25,000 to launch. You're listening to Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. I tell you this because I want you to understand what the left will do. They will intimidate you by saying, oh, you want to come after us? Okay, great. It's going to cost you money, more money to come after us than it's worth. Now, keep in mind, I'm just asking black folks of Philadelphia who elected these clowns, do you really want somebody who cares more about the rights of illegals than your rights? I certainly wasn't trying to get bad people out on the street, but I wanted to press the issue. And do you know, by the way, when I was interviewed about this project, somebody from the Washington Post called me and they said, well, you know, who's behind this project? And I said, you know, it's funny to me. This person had spent 7 minutes on the phone with me. And I said, you know what's interesting about this phone call? She said, what? I said, you haven't even asked what it's about. You're trying to find out who's behind it and all these other things. You haven't asked one single question about the rights of the citizens, what I actually was inquiring about. Because all you care about is your leftist point of view. How do we stop this guy? Who's behind it? We'll sue everybody. The lawsuit could have potentially cost, this is no lie, $150 million. My attorney, I thought it was a nuisance thing. My attorney said, do not treat this as a nuisance. I said, what? He goes, this could ruin you. I could get out of here. $35,000 later. And that's what it took. Anyway, I look at what these cities do and how they treat their citizens, how they treat people who really want to make this a better world, and you see how the deck is stacked against you. I'm not a rich guy. You know how big of a hit it was to take a $35,000 hit for merely asking a question that should pertain to it? I mean, this was a common sense question for anybody is, wait a minute. You're talking about immigrants being separated from their kids. You got black guys in jail. The reason why I know this is one of my uncles went to jail for lack of child support. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't pay his child support, but seriously, that's the crime? And you want to cry about
some kid get his being separated from his parent at a border? I'm sorry. You're not going to get any sympathy out of me. Guys get caught dope charges because they had a couple of joints in this day and time, you know, or did a little coke or something. Look, I haven't done a drug in my life, but I can certainly sympathize with somebody that says, yeah, I'm going to put a chemical in my body that I don't, you know, that may hurt me. That's not my fight. And certainly shouldn't be in prison for it. Anyway, Democrats always, they got all these policies, and then what happens? Later on, they backfire. And here's what happened in this story. Democrats nationwide have already sounded retreat on defund the police, but Minneapolis' city council has doubled down in an attempt to disband their police department. Representative Ilhan Omar campaigned hard in her district on the charter amendment proposal, as did her predecessor, now Attorney General Keith Ellison, not to mention the city councils who pushed it. The result? Backfire. Minneapolis voters rejected a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department, crushing the hopes of supporters that outrage over the killing of George Floyd would lead to a historic experiment in transforming public safety. Now, as you guys know, defending the police has been a mantra of my organization. We made a movie about policing, not just defending. We talk about bad policing as well. But the movie is a masterpiece, and it is finally starting to get some traction. Finally. And I hope you guys will still go tell people about it. BleedingBlueMovie.com. But it's finally getting traction. And what I want you to understand is that we're, even with all this pressure, the George Floyds, the Michael Brown Jr.'s, and the list of the 20 black people who've been killed over the last 20 years by police, because it ain't that many, even though, don't forget, it is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Next to global climate change and white girls gone missing and a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, it's a big threat, right? So we highlight this stuff. And what I want you to understand is that even with all that onslaught, we're still winning. Minneapolis, the place with the biggest one so far. I mean, I don't know how big it needs to get, but let's face it. You got this big black dude who's passing phony $20 bills. He's high on fentanyl. He resists arrest, and a white guy puts his knee on his neck. Well, boy, nuclear. Got to go prosecute that, right? Anyway, they go on. They say, while supporters insisted police will still be part of the department, opponents of the charter change hammered on themes that echoed in voters' reasons for saying no on question two. Who's going to answer 911 calls? What's the plan for keeping the city safe? Oh, that's right. Community organizers and counselors. Well, here's the other thing. It didn't go too well for the city council members who were opposing this either. They didn't have a good election night. Here's what they went on to say. Philip Cunningham of the 4th Ward had about half of the votes of his opponent. Jeremiah Ellison of the 5th Ward was locked in a tight race with multiple challengers. And a couple of them, they got back in. But here's what I'll tell you. The temperature of the water's changing. I'm not telling you that Minneapolis is going to go through this big transformation of defend the police, but in this particular case, the citizens voted. Now, here's the sad part. They voted overwhelmingly to keep their same little wimpy mayor. So we got a long fight ahead of us, folks. But we did get wins, and we're getting wins all over the country. And we better take advantage of this. Help us keep the pressure on.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.